I read the poets I admire, men as well as women. I read Rilke's letters, especially his advice to embrace difficulty rather than avoiding it. Lastly, I simply pick up a pen and write.
That was Vicky Fever with her letter to a young poet. Tomorrow evening, the eminent Irish poet Michael Longley offers his letter to a young correspondent. That's the essay tomorrow at the same time, 10:45. And next Monday evening, somebody else will be picking up a pen and writing a letter.
Opera on Three presents Tchaikovsky's best-loved opera. Eugene Onegin. Anna Trebko and Mariusz Kwiecień star in Tchaikovsky's fateful romance. Margaret Juntwaite presents Opera on Three from the Met in New York. Monday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock this Tuesday evening. Time to welcome Max Reinhardt for the first of this week's Late Junctions.
Thanks very much, John. And Happy New Year, if it's not too late to say that. Now, just before Christmas, I was delighted to hear A Private Passions featuring Hugh Masekela, letting us in on his musical DNA. He's generally filed under South African jazz, but as an exile from apartheid, South Africa, he had a very fruitful time in the United States in the 1960s as a psychedelic jazz rock funketeer. This is a recording from those hazy days that he made with fellow South African Letta Mbulu. Was this the start of Afro rock?
not been recognised. Please check and try again. The number you have dialed has not...
Joy, welcome, peace, hope, joy, love, peace, peace, welcome, hope, joy, love, peace, hope, welcome, joy, welcome, peace, joy, love, peace, peace, welcome, joy, love, peace, welcome, welcome, peace, love, peace, peace, welcome.
Well, that is a welcome from Mark Knoop on piano and sampler keyboard with Weird Twin. It's from Matthew Shlomovitz's Popular Context, in which familiar sounds seem to transmute to something rich and strange before your very ears. Welcome to A Late Junction, which tonight features Little Sun Ra, a Sousson of Everly Brothers, a slight pinch of the Mills Brothers, and some Kodai piano music. But first, a little more distortion of the familiar, with this version of Blueberry Hill, played by the Hadouk Quartet on duduk, yeli tambur and banjo.
Problem with doing interviews.
Thank you. lifting the warm and soft inside. A skull, a brain, the skin, the blood and the muscles. The blood.
Somehow sounding simultaneously both ancient and modern. That was Above the World by Mariam the Believer, who's one half of the ever-intriguing Swedish duo Wild Burst and Peace Drums. And there's a plethora of Mariam gigs in London in February, including the NME Awards Show and the London Rising Festival. Before that, I played ARP, the name under which experimental art and music maker Alexis Georgopoulos is dispensing what Pitchfork call a light, cheerful prod at the parameters of pop. The track was called More, and it's the title track of his recent album, which seemed to me to reference Eno, Bowie and Robert Wyatt without even breaking sweat. You may agree or disagree with me, and why not do it in public? You can tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction, or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk.
Dice demme amore meni me fie e le arabili la too much. Je demme amore meni me fie e le arabili la too much. Namba fie namba fie deni nanimbo ndia namongo fie ni don sire dogili na lela ila gola ya ni gola ni lelele fe ndia namongo fie so don fare muso nyuma na ozigo tele no 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 ni gola ni lelele fe iduma nyende nyaliko akanwika na wakantole ene na muluku muso iyo sakende muzo shetemi amore meni befia yelele arabini la tuma na mongo fie ni don sile dogili la lela ila gola ya ya ahaha ni gola ne ilelele fe lelele fe
Chanson Denko Tapestry by the Yakuba Sissoko Band, produced by Brian Eno. It's the first of our tracks this week from Africa Express Presents Maison des Jeunes, named after the youth centre in Bamako, Mali, where it was recorded as part of Africa Express, Damon Albarn's project, which brings together inspirational musicians from all over Africa with their counterparts in the UK and a few from the USA too. Before that, an estampita from 14th century Italy, Gaeta, performed by Saint George's Cazona, directed by John Southcott. Lucinda Williams' signature album, which actually bears a facsimile of her signature on the cover, doesn't go back seven centuries, but it has just reached its 25th birthday, and it's celebrated by Deluxe Reissue. She sees it as the album that opened the door on her career. Before that, she says, I hadn't found myself.
She was no longer. She was the wonder lily star in the street. The street star in the street. The lion seeing her lily star in the street. Little hair in the street. Do they look cool? The lion seeing her little hair in the street. Do they look cool? I couldn't place himself.
Modeste Oriental by Lula Cortes. He's a singer, or he was, I should say, a singer-songwriter guitarist from Recife in the northeast of Brazil, because sadly, he's no longer with us. He flowered in a 70s crop of psychedelic experimentation, which of course grew so incredibly high. Before that, we heard He Destroyed Her Image by computer music pioneer Charles Dodge, who created that piece in the early 70s, after hours in the Bell Laboratories in New Jersey, using software that had been developed for speech research by any means necessary. Now, just before I play my first Sun Ra track of the year, I thought I'd give everyone a chance to tweet in and tell me what their favourite Sun Ra tracks are. There's an awful lot of Sun Ra, and a lot of it I probably wouldn't play, but I'm interested to know what you'd like. So tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction, email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk, and we'll see which of your suggestions we use next week, if any. Sun Ra's given name was Herman Sonny Blount, and he once explained that Sun Ra was a business name and his business was changing the planet. You can call me Mr. Ra, and you can call me Mr. Ray, or you can call me Mr. Mystery.
Thank you. Thank you.
Moonshade by the Adriano Aduale Group, featuring Adriano himself on percussion and vocals, Kadiali Kouyaté from Senegal on kora, and you may be wondering who was on sax. It was Marcelo Andrade, who's also Brazilian. Before that, Sun Ra, of course, with Solar Differentials. And we are waiting for all your tweets about Sun Ra tracks you might like to hear next week. Because we've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night on this programme. We've got the moon actually every night this week, the week of the full moon, and a moon tune to go with it. But back to Earth now with a rustling hazel tree in the form of this Polish a cappella outing by Piesni Oshikane.
Szumniała Leszczyna, ulani jechali. Szumniała Leszczyna, ulani jechali. I mego Jasieńka, i mego Jasieńka na wojnę wolali. Wolajo, wolajo, konik wosiolany. Волаю, волаю, конник восьолани, с ким же мне зоставиш, с ким же мне зоставиш, моя що кохани, зоставям я тебе і Бога на небе, зоставям я тебе і Бога на небе. А зарочек за два, зарочек за два, повруце до тебе. А юж минул рочек і другий щиточи. А юж минул рочек і другий щиточи. Już moja Kasieńka, już moja Kasieńka wyplakała oczy. Thank you.
ramiai snaudžia pasukos. Kiaušiniai išsirikiavę dėvi kalcio pižamas. Jogurtus kamuoja nemiga.
Lullaby for a Sleeping Goods by Lina Lapalite and the Have a Good Day Choir. It's from Have a Good Day, which is a minimalistic and conceptual work for 10 singing cashiers, supermarket sounds and piano, set round the inner lives of cashiers in a shopping centre. And the work is a collaboration by two Premier League artists from Lithuania. The music's by Lina Lapalite and the libretto by Veva Granite. Now, Lina and the Have a Good Day Choir are premiering the completed work this week in New York City. But she'll be back in London next Tuesday on the 21st of January to perform with violinist Angara Davies. And before that, we heard Maria Marshi, a teacher at Budapest's Frank Liszt Academy, and she performed the rubato from Kodály's Seven Pieces for Piano. Leaving Eastern Europe far behind tonight, let's fall into the welcoming arms of the Mills Brothers.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing. All you do is start to sing. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard.
You've got that rhythm, give it everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Decided to punish me for, and they put a boycott on my records, and it's hard for me to incorporate those songs anymore because they are not relevant to the times. There are already civil rights. There is no reason to sing those songs. Nothing is happening. There's no civil rights movement. Everybody's gone. Stokely Carmichael, H. Rap Brown, Michael X, Martin Luther King, Eldridge Cleaver. He's gone. Langston Hughes is gone. There aren't any leaders for the civil rights in 1985, and indeed there aren't any. And I ran away.
was made, and that in the flowers of the seas he lays. His collar is velvet, his hands are real soft. She sleeps with the master, I'm awake in the dark. I wish in the bedrooms the sheets were all torn. I wish that the flowers would only grow thorns.
Lord of the Manor. Maybe not the best-known Everly Brothers track, but certainly a curio, which was a little-known single released in 1968. In fact, to me, it sounds more 1968 than it does Everly Brothers. It came to my attention via the flood of obituaries caused by the recent death of Phil Everly. May he rest in peace. The music of the brothers was famously a major influence on rock and harmony pop singing on both sides of the Atlantic, and it will, of course, live on. And in fact, I'm sure that you could really hear Simon and Garfunkel in that, as well as a bit of doo-wop. Before that, Mark Knoop on piano and sampling keyboard performed Nina Simone from Peter and Blinger's Voices and Piano. And that earlier Mark Knoop track seems to have caused some consternation amongst listeners who kept hearing a doorbell. In fact, at Chris Mank tweeted in to say he went downstairs to answer the door. We don't even have a doorbell. Talking of doors, Door to the Cosmos has been requested as a Sun Ra track that we should play next week, so keep tweeting those in. But we're going to go back to Peter Ablinger's Voices and Piano and Mark Knoop's piano playing in a moment with Angela Davis. But first, some vintage Peruvian cumbia from the treasure collection of Martin Morales, once a DJ, now a man with a record label and a restaurant. Am I missing something here? This is La Cumbia del Pucaro by Juaneco y su Combo.
Aguila, aguila, aguila. saca tu pareja, te invito a bailar. Esta es la cumbia danza de Pacuro. Saca tu pareja, te invito a bailar. Esta es la cumbia danza de Pacuro. Saca tu pareja, te invito a bailar. Esta es la cumbia danza de Pacuro. Saca tu pareja, te invito a bailar.
I am a communist because I'm convinced that the reason we have been forcibly compelled to eke out an existence at the very lowest level of American society has to do with the nature of capitalism. If we're going to rise out of our oppression, our poverty, if we're going to cease being the targets of the lynch mob mentality of racist policemen, we will have to destroy the American capitalist system. We will have to obliterate a system in which a few wealthy capitalists are guaranteed the privilege of becoming richer and richer, whereas the people who are forced to work for the rich, and especially black people, never take any significant step forward. I am a communist because I believe that black people, with whose labor and blood this country was built, have a right to a great deal of the wealth that has been hoarded in the hands of the Hughes, the Rockefellers, the Kennedys, the DuPonts, all the super powerful white capitalists of America. Further, I am a communist because I believe that black men should not be coerced into fighting a racist imperialist war in Southeast Asia, where the U.S. government is violently denying a non-white people the right to control their own lives, just as they violently suppress us for hundreds of years. I'm in prison, but we should remember this. There will continue to be frame-ups such as mine, and we will continue to be forced to hide. Just because they caught me doesn't mean that every one of us will be captured. They set all their running guards on me. This they can afford to do only a few times over. We must refuse to allow them to strike terror among us, for this was obviously the intent of their actions. Furthermore, because of the intensified repression we are experiencing, we have to begin to talk about creating a viable apparatus to allow freedom fighters, black freedom fighters, sought for by the police, to remain in this country and to remain active in the black liberation struggle. I'm sure that J. Edgar Hoover, in collusion with Nixon and Reagan, decided to make an example of him. The FBI unleashed an enormous amount of manpower in this search, much, much more than they can afford to use ordinarily. Anyone who believes such flagrant lies has been terribly deceived by the Nixon-Reagan clique for they're the ones who devise such underhanded methods of crushing our struggle. I'm a communist, a black woman communist. Through them or through me, the government is attempting to further attack and terrorize black people, as they've done in the case of George Jackson, Huey Newton, Bobby Seale, Erica Huggins, and I could go on and on and on. Therefore, black people have to begin to talk about rising up not only in the defense of political prisoners, but in their own defense. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, which could deter me from continuing to fight with all my energy for the freedom of my people. Well, there's no need for me to cry because I've been captured. But there's all the more reason to be strong and keep fighting. During the time I was participating in the efforts to free the Soledad brothers, I continually warned that any one of us could be set up as the next target of the government's policy of repression, of the repression of black revolutionaries.
Mark Knoop on piano and sampling keyboard, performing Angela Davis from Peter Emblinger's Voices and Piano. If you don't know or can't remember who she is, for over 40 years, Angela Davis has been one of the voices from the African-American civil rights movement who's remained an outspoken criticism of racist social policies. So that's quite enough Lake Junction for one night, or so I'm told. But I'll be back tomorrow, and I'll leave you with this from Let No One Judge You, a collection of early recordings from Iran. This is Mansouri featuring Madame Parvaneh on vocals and sitar. Good night.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night with me, Katriona Young. One great orchestra, four legendary conductors for you over the next couple of hours. The orchestra is the Royal Concertgebouw from Amsterdam, formed in 1888, given its royal title 100 years later, and in 2008 voted by international critics the best symphony orchestra in the world. We're going to hear music from concerts they gave in the early 1990s under the batons of some of the world's most eminent maestros, among them André Previn, Ricardo Chailly and Bernard Haitink, and first Maurits Janssens, who was elected chief conductor in 2002. Here he is with the overture to Wagner's Rienzi.